Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for the series opener between the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on 1430 ESPN Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice and happy 4th of July, however you're listening tonight. Tuesday night baseball between the top two teams in the California League North Division standings and the Fresno Grizzlies looking to continue their winning ways. The Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, coming with a record of 44-31, 8-1 here in the second half. The Grizzlies have won 21 of their past 26 games. They finished their road trip at 10-2, taking 5 out of 6 from Modesto and Stockton. And here in the second half, the Grizzlies continue to stay on the right track. While on the other side, the San Jose Giants, the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, the second half hasn't been kind to them so far. 3-6 here in the second half, but winners in the first half, an overall record of 43-32. The Grizzlies and the Giants both winning last night. The Grizzlies beating the Stockton Ports in their July 4th celebration, 10-2 for the second straight evening. The Grizzlies moved to 57-21 all-time against the Ports. The Grizzlies pitching staff outstanding. They had 19 strikeouts, a season high by the staff. The Grizzlies scored double-digit runs again. They had 91 total in their last 8 wins against the Ports. And last night, the Grizzlies plated 5 runs in the second. They hit for the cycle in that inning, a home run from Parker Kelly, and then they scored 4 runs in the 8th and a run in the 9th. 2 homers in that span for Jamari Baylor. So the Grizzlies looking to stay on the right track tonight as they take on the San Jose Giants. And we have a great matchup. 2 lefties on the bump for San Jose. They will give the ball to Hayden Wynja, who the Grizzlies have seen a bunch this season. A 4-1 record, a 4.17 ERA. And he'll be countered by Fresno lefty Caleb Franzen, a 2-2 record, a 4.45 ERA. So these two teams will have a great matchup this evening. The Grizzlies this year so far, they have had just behind of San Jose. They have lost 7, or they're 7-8 overall against San Jose this year, but they have the overall record against the Giants at 40-35 over the past couple of seasons. They are 2-3 in the postseason against these Giants. So these two teams renewing their series this evening. Game 1 of 6, Tuesday Night Baseball, a July 4th expected sellout crowd here at Chuck Chancy Park. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies closer Zach Agnos, and we talked a little bit of everything. We talked about his thoughts on the start of his season so far, which includes leading the California League with 13 saves. We also talked about his relationship with the group of catchers. We also talked about his relationship with Felix Ramirez, who was just promoted to High A Spokane. And finally, we actually asked him what he's going to do for the All-Star break and some July 4th trivia. We come back right after this. We'll have that interview with Zach Agnos. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chancy Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChancyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Interview with Grizzlies reliever Zach Agnos in 3, 2, 1. Happy 4th of July with Grizzlies closer Zach Agnos. Thanks for joining me.
I appreciate you having me on. Happy 4th of July.
So first question I have for you. So talk about a little bit about your season so far. 13 saves and 15 chances, a couple holds as well. You've really been a staple in the bullpen. How have you enjoyed your season so far?
It's been a blast. Getting to know these group of guys is just something that I take away from it. And, you know, obviously, I'm happy with the way I'm performing, but I think I can do a little bit better. But that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about building a lot of relationships with my brothers out here.
Let's talk about those relationships so far, especially with the catchers. I know you worked with all three, Betancourt to Ordonez and Cody Huff as well. Talk about your relationship with your catchers.
It's just based on trust. That's what the relationship is, because at the end of the day, it's you and them, really, honestly, in the hit, trying to beat the hitter. So you got to have a lot of trust. And, you know, fortunately enough, I live with Cody, so we get to talk about stuff. And if after the game, we'll be sitting at the dinner table and stuff, we'll talk about pitches. Maybe we should have gone that instead of that. So it's fun. And it's been a fun relationship, you know, trying to navigate the different language, too, and teaching him English, and mainly Ordonez, but teaching me a little bit of Spanish, too. So it's a lot of fun.
Let's talk about one of your Spanish brothers who just got a call up in Felix Ramirez. Congratulations to him. But talk about how good Creamy's been for us.
I mean, the stats speak for himself. Creamy's awesome, but fortunately, me and Davis got to drive Creamy and Sanchez to the field, or Felix Ramirez and Sergio Sanchez to the field every day. And so just getting to talk with them every day, it was truly a lot of fun. And I love Creamy, and I'm extremely happy for him, and I can't wait to just see him keep doing him.
And let's talk about the Grizzlies. They're playing really, really good baseball right now. What's the chemistry like in the clubhouse, and where is all of a sudden the winning streak coming from?
It just comes from us just playing baseball, you know. I mean, the season's going to be up and down. That's how baseball is. And, you know, just in the clubhouse, we're just loose, having fun. I mean, it's a lot easier to be loose and have some fun in there when you're winning like we are. But we're just going to keep the same mojo in the locker room and just have some fun.
Now the All-Star break is right around the corner. I've heard some guys are going to go golfing, some guys are going to go back home. What are your plans for your All-Star break?
Not a whole lot. I'll probably golf a little bit.
There you go.
Probably going to hang out with Prosecchi, Becker, and whoever's in town, Carlos. Carlos talked about going to the beach, but I'm like, if I can't swim in the water, I'm not going to the beach. Because being an East Coast guy, anytime I went to the beach, it was body surfing, boogie boarding in the ocean. So, if I go to the beach, I have to be in the water.
Are you going
to
cook some? I heard you can cook a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I might mess around. I might go get some ribeyes and cook them up on a pan. I don't like the grill. I like pan searing them more than grilling. Might make some Greek chicken, maybe some my mom's Greek salad.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That sounds awesome. I expect to get some
when
we come
back
from after the All-Star break, too, and I know the fans will enjoy that. But it is the 4th of July. Do you have any 4th of July memories from growing up?
I mean, growing up, I lived in a cul-de-sac, and We had a bunch of kids, me and my brother's age, and we'd all go to this place called Piedmont Park, play some baseball down there, and then we'd play some wiffle ball in the cul-de-sac while our parents all got the grill out and had a big 4th of July barbecue, and then we'd light off some fireworks. I mean, I remember driving to Pennsylvania on the 3rd of July and with my dad and my brother and a buddy, and we bought a ton of fireworks, and we lit them off the next day, and we actually bought too many, because then something happened, and my mom gave the rest of the fireworks away. It was worth about $400. So.
Oh, no. You don't want to anger mom when it comes to anything when it comes to that. But I thought I'd give you some July 4th trivia or some questions around the 4th of July. So first question, let's see how well you can do on this. What was the name of the newspaper that published the Declaration of Independence?
We'd have to be... I got no idea.
The Pennsylvania Evening Post. I did not know that. That was a tough one.
I was going to say something in Philadelphia.
Well, let's talk about Philadelphia. All Every right. Independence Day, how many times does the Liberty Bell ring?
I mean, I don't want to say 1,776. That's too much, but I'm going to go 4 for the 4th of July.
It's 13 for the original colonies. That makes sense. Can you name at least 3 of the 13 colonies?
Yeah.
Name them.
You got Virginia.
Kay.
You got Pennsylvania. I mean, you got North Carolina.
Okay.
Georgia, Florida, maybe?
Yeah, you're doing great.
New Jersey, Delaware, that's 7. New York.
I think that's more than what I can do right
Massachusetts,
there.
Massachusetts?
Yeah, great job. All right, there you go. And if he's missing any, let us know as well,
please.
Too. And then which American president was born on July 4th?
Was it James Madison?
Calvin Coolidge was born on July 4th.
No,
I would have had no idea. And then which president of the United States was the first to host a 4th of July celebration at the White House?
Andrew Jackson.
Thomas Jefferson in 1801. I know, right? And then finally, I think the easiest one. How many stars and stripes does the U.S. flag have?
The stripes, we're going to go with 13 and 50 stars.
You got it. Well, Zach, thanks for taking time in this free game, and also happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Thank you for having me on.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring.
Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game one of six between the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Happy 4th of July, Tuesday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California, as two California League Northern Division foes get ready to renew their season battle. The Grizzlies and the Giants getting ready for first pitch this evening. We're moments away from our keys to the game, so stay tuned for that. We also have a national anthem that you do not want to miss. We also have first pitch right around the corner as we get set here at Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies, 44-31, 8-1 in the second half. That is the best record in the California League overall and in the second half. 44-31, 8-1 here in the second half. While the San Jose Giants are 43-32, 3-6 in the second half. The Giants won the first half, so they have already clinched a playoff berth. The Grizzlies hoping to meet the San Jose Giants in the 2023 California League postseason. The Grizzlies coming off a 10-2 win over the Stockton Ports. They went 10-2 in their 12-game road trip. The Grizzlies looking to get back on the right track. A great pitching matchup. Caleb Franzen and Hayden Wynja, they are coming up right after this. So we have our keys to the game coming up right here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and 1430 ESPN.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only...
Good evening, Growlifornia. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number one, get the fireworks started early. The Grizzlies are 29-11 when we hit a homer and 28-5 when we score first. Key number two, shut down innings. The Grizzlies need to shut down the Giants in the next inning after we score. Key number three, make some noise. Get loud, Growlifornia. Let's have a great 4th of July. Back to you, Mark.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game one of six between the San Jose Giants and the Fresno Grizzlies. It's now time for tonight's starting lineups as you just heard our keys to the game. First, we'll start with the visiting San Jose Giants. They are 43-32, 3-6 here in the second half under manager Jeremiah Knockstead. Here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing DH, number 7, Alexander Suarez. Batting second, the second baseman, number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting third, the left fielder, number 10, Matt Higgins. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 8, O'Neill Perez. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 5, Tanner Otremba. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 6, Zach Morgan. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 41, Dylan Rosario. Batting eighth, the shortstop, number 16, Jose Ramos. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 9, Turner Hill. And on the bump for the San Jose Giants, the left-hander, number 32, Hayden Wynja. A 4-1 record, a 4.17 ERA for the 6'9", 220-pound southpaw who signed as an undrafted free agent in 2022. So once again, under manager Jeremiah Knuckstead, the Giants lineup looks like this. Suarez, Velasquez, Higgins, Perez, Otremba, Morgan, Rosario, Ramos, Hill, Wynja on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, the Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, 44-31 overall, 8-1 in the second half, both the top records in the California League North Division. The Grizzlies, winners of 21 of their last 26 games. Here's their Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing left field, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting second and making his Fresno home debut, shortstop number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting third, the first baseman number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth, the DH number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth, the second baseman number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth, the center fielder number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh, the third baseman number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting eighth, the catcher number 7, Cody Huff. And batting ninth, the right fielder number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander number 26, Caleb Franzen. A 2-2 record, a 4.45 ERA. The left-hander was a 12th round draft pick in 2022 out of the University of Portland, and he will make the start. So once again, under manager Steve Solis, here's your Grizzlies Toyota lineup. Amaral, Jorge, Betancourt, Baylor, Andy Perez, Bugarin, Messenger, Huff, Andrews Jr., and Caleb Franzen on the bump. Tonight's umpires, behind the plate will be Spencer Kim. Over on the bases is Evan Anderson. As both umpires talking to the managers at home plate. A great July 4th crowd. We are expected to sell out here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. It is an absolute perfect night. Despite 98 degrees, clear skies, 9 mile per hour winds out to right field. Once again, 98 degrees, clear skies, 9 mile per hour winds out to right field as we get set for the national anthem and first pitch tonight, our Independence Day, our 4th of July fireworks extravaganza presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30 as we get set for first pitch from Chuck Chansey Park. We'll be right back right after this. We'll have the national anthem. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low.
low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chancy Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChancyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
What an outstanding national anthem. We also had our colors as well here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Tonight's national anthem brought to you by Alyssa Danielle Witrado from The Voice Season 22 from Team Gwen Stefani. A great job for her. And we are here. July 4th, the Grizzlies are back home after being on the road the past 2 weeks. Your Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants get ready here at downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on 1430 ESPN, Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and we have Game 1 of 6 Tuesday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park, as the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies renew the rivalry this evening. The Grizzlies looking to stay on the right track for success, winners of 21 of their past 26, going 10-2 on their most recent road trip. And tonight the ball is given to left-hander Caleb Franz, and he takes on a very good San Jose Giants squad. The Giants 43-32, 3-6 here in the second half, while your Fresno Grizzlies at 44-31, 8-1 here in the second half. The Grizzlies records the best in the California League North Division as Alexander Suarez will stride to the plate. And we are ready for baseball. The crowd is still coming in, and almost every seat is filled here at Chuck Chansey Park. A beautiful night for baseball, as I believe some streamers were let off right now, and they got all over the field. As Caleb Franzen, here comes his first pitch, and it is swung on and missed, and we are underway here at Chuck Chansey Park. Good fastball right there from Caleb Franzen, the count at 0-1. Here comes the next pitch, and that is down in inside, and the count now at 1-1. 98 degrees, clear skies, 9-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. First pitch tonight at 7:13 p.m. As the 1-1 is swung on and missed down in the zone, was in the dirt, and the count now at 1-2. So again, first pitch tonight at 7:13 p.m. A lot of pregame festivities here. Great first pitch, great national anthem. We had our colors. Here comes the 1-2 now to Alexander Suarez. And it swung on and missed. A changeup down and away, and Suarez out on strikes. One batter, one out, one strikeout for Caleb Franzen. And here comes Diego Velasquez, the switch hitter. Caleb Franzen, a 2-2 record, a 4.45 ERA for the Southpaw. Three pitches, a fastball, slider, and that changeup that you just saw. Franzen making his 13th appearance, his 12th start, as that pitch is high, and the count at 1-0. Home plate umpire is Spencer Kim. Over on the bases is Evan Anderson. Here comes the 1-0 to Diego Velasquez. And a ground ball to the shortstop, Dion Jorge. The throw to first in time. And the first play in his Fresno home debut. He makes it. It goes 6-3. Two outs now. And here comes the left fielder in Matt Higgins. The Grizzlies this evening, they are in their red uniforms with the white pants. They have their 4th of July caps that both teams will sport this evening. Available in the Grizzlies team store right now. The Grizzlies written on the across the front. As here comes the pitch to Higgins. It's high. The count at 1-0. While San Jose, they are in their gray uniforms. And they, of course, are wearing their July 4th caps as well. High chopper to the first base. And Bencourt. Bencourt will do it himself. Three unassisted. And Caleb Franzen, a 1-2-3 top of the first. Grizzlies coming up to bat. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Giants and the Grizzlies as Hayden Wynja gets the ball for San Jose and Daniel Amaral will lead things off. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chancey Gold's 2023 Sound of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanceyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Here's the first pitch to Amaral. It's outside. The count at 1-0. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. Here's the 1-0. It's a chopper foul towards the Giants dugout on the third base side. The count now at 1-1. Daniel Amaral batting 366. A 1.006 OPS. He's got one homer, 10 RBI. Here comes the 1-1 to Amaral. It's high. The count now at 2-1. Since Amaral has joined the Grizzlies, this is his home debut, but he has hit safely in 9 straight games. The 26-year-old, here comes the 2-1. And that's a high fly ball out to right center field. It's going to be a tough play for the center fielder. Turner Hill, though, will make the catch for the first out. Amaral flies out, and here comes the shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Jorge, this is his Fresno home debut, first at-bat, just joined the Grizzlies yesterday. As Ryan Ritter was promoted to High A Spokane, here comes the first pitch to him, and it's in there for a strike. The count at 0-1 on the inside part of the plate. Here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 0-1, and it's outside and high. And the count now at 1-1 to Jorge. 1-for-5 last night. He had an RBI ground out for Jorge. Great speed so far for him as he takes on Hayden Wynja. A 4-1 record, as that's a fly ball out to right center field. And Hill makes the catch on the run for the second out. Wynja, 4-1 record, a 4.17 ERA. He has 2 quick outs to center field. And here comes first baseman number 3, Bryant Betancourt, who had an outstanding series against Stockton. Multiple games with 2-plus RBI. Betancourt batting .237. He's got 30 RBI now, 1 homer, a .638 OPS. As the first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0 from Hayden Wynja, who is an electrifying fastball. Here comes the 1-0. And that is in there for a strike on the inside part of the plate, a breaking ball. The count at 1-1. From the lefty, Hayden Wynja wears the number 32 on the back of his gray jersey. Here's the 1-1, and that pitch is fouled off, and it will just be below me to the left side. The count now at 1-2. Great crowd so far, still piling in. Lots of fans getting their concessions right now. Here comes the 1-2, and that is called strike 3, and Wynja, a 1-2-3, bottom of the first. We head to the second. No score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the top of the second inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Caleb Franzen will take on O'Neal Perez to lead things off. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here comes the first pitch from Franzen to O'Neal Perez, the Giants catcher, and that is high for a ball to count at 1-0. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As the 1-0 is outside and a little high as well. And the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Here to O'Neal Perez, who's batting .320 with 2 homers. Here comes the 2-0 and a pop-up high on the diamond. Who's it going to be? The catcher, Cody Huff, in foul territory, makes the play. And just like that, Perez retired. It goes P2 as here comes the right fielder, number 5, Tanner Otremba. From the left-hander and Caleb Franzen. Franzen, his last time out came on June 28th at Stockton. He picked up a no decision after 5 innings of work. Here comes the pitch to Otremba. Swung on and missed, and the count at 0-1. Franzen allowed 5 runs, 3 of them earned. On 8 hits and 1 walk, he struck out 6. Here comes the 0-1 from Franzen, and a fastball drilled foul. And the count now at 0-2 from Tanner Otremba. Otremba batting .275 with 3 homers, 30 RBI, and .815 OPS. Here comes the 0-2. Swung on and foul tipped, and Huff couldn't hang on to it. The count remains at 0-2. Franzen making his 3rd appearance against the Giants, his 3rd start as well. A 1-0 record, a 3 ERA. As here comes the 0-2 once again to Otremba. A powerful hitter. Here comes the 0-2, and that's in the dirt. The count now at 1 ball, 2 strikes. Good stop there from Cody Huff. Franzen went 6 innings against San Jose at Excite Ballpark on May 29th. Allowed 3 runs on 7 hits. He had 3 walks and 3 Ks. As his 1-2 is a fastball inside, and Otremba gets out of the way. The count now at 2-2. And then he threw 6 innings of 1-run ball on April 25th here against San Jose. As that pitch is roped foul, and the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He allowed 7 hits to not walk a batter and struck out 3 as well. But we've seen really good outings from Caleb Franzen, which included 5 innings of 1-run ball where he struck out 9 on May 23rd versus Stockton. Here comes the 2-2, and it's chopped foul, and we'll do it again with the same count. Franzen is 6'3", 200 pounds. The left-hander is from Phoenix, Arizona, 22 years old, a 12th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of the University of Portland, as that's a fly ball to deep left field. See you later. Tanner Otremba, that was in on the hands. A great catch from a fan as well, but it's 1-0 San Jose. Tanner Otremba gives the Giants an early lead here. That is his 4th homer of the season. And as we said, lots of power. And just like that, the Giants on the board first. One out as here comes the first baseman, Zach Morgan. Caleb Franzen is in his 2nd professional season. And he made the home opener start for the Grizzlies on April 11th. 4 innings against the Stockton Ports. So now here's Zach Morgan, went to Fresno State. Here's the first pitch. And a chopper to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge over to first in time for the 2nd out. 6-3, and here comes the 3rd baseman, Dylan Rosario. Caleb Franzen only faced 1 batter last year, or 1 inning last year. He faced 4 batters, One batter reached on a hit by pitch. After being selected by the Rockies in the 12th round of the 2022 MLB draft out of the University of Portland, he's the second pitcher from Portland to be drafted in 2022 behind Brett Gillis, who went to the Astros. As that pitch is lifted foul and out of play in the count at 0-1. Gillis, a 6th round pick by the Astros. Franzen, in 3 years with the Pilots, went 7-9 with a 4.75 ERA as that pitch is swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2 now to Morgan. And here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And it's in the dirt. The count now at 1-2 as he went to the changeup. Franzen made 40 appearances as a starter and reliever, recording 151 strikeouts over 138 and one-third innings. Fly ball to right field. Andrews Jr. racing back, and he will make the catch just shy of the warning track. But Tanner Otremba, a solo homer to left field, 1-0 San Jose. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno as Jamari Baylor will step to the plate against left-hander Hayden Wynja. Here comes the first pitch from the left-hander, and Baylor, fly ball out to left field, is going to get over the left fielder's head into left field. Here comes extra bases for Baylor. The slide is second. He is safe. Jamari Baylor, a leadoff double, and the Grizzlies have a nice start to their second. Went over the left fielder Matt Higgins' head. He played it off the wall. The throw in a second with Baylor, the head first dive. He's in there safely. And just like that, the Grizzlies have a runner in scoring position. Nobody down. And here comes Andy Perez. Jamari Baylor had two homers last night. He was batting .324 coming in. And now a leadoff double. As here's Andy Perez, and the first pitch is skied on the infield. Who's it going to be? No one sees it. It's going to be caught. Who caught it, though? I believe that was the third baseman in Rosario who made the catch. And that is the first out of the inning. That was almost scary as the third baseman Rosario and the pitcher in Wynja almost collided. Wynja fell to the ground. And you could tell that Wynja had no idea where that ball was. And Rosario coming in, making the catch as Wynja hit the ground. So one out now, and here comes Jesus Bouguerin. So it goes P5 on the putout as Rosario makes the play. And now here's Jesus Bouguerin, a 9-game hit streak. The runner at second and one out. Here's the pitch. And it swung on a miss. Good breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Jesus Bouguerin batting .269, 7 homers, 46 RBI, a .686 OPS. In his 9-game hit streak, he has 18 RBI. Here's the 0-1, and that is lined foul. And the count quickly 0-2. 1-0 San Jose here in the bottom of the second inning. Runner at second with one out. Jesus Bugarin at the dish. As Bugarin gets set once again. Jamari Baylor leading from second, and we have a ball that somehow has made onto the field. No balls, two strikes. Wynja looks in, the tall left-hander. And here comes the pitch from the lefty, Wynja. Long pause. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And Bugarin fouls it off, and it went off the catcher, Perez, and off the home plate umpire as well, and Spencer Kim. From Hayden Wynja, 24 years old in his second professional season, signed with the Giants as a non-drafted free agent in July of 2022, attended Purdue University for 2 years, then went to Lincoln Trail College, the University of South Florida, and then Murray State in 2022. Here comes the 0-2 from Wynja. As Baylor leads from second, here's the pitch, and Bugarin checks. Wynja to go. He did, and that ball gets away, and Baylor will head to third. He will get there, and I believe they're going to call Baylor out as well. They are saying that he is out as well as the batter, and Bugarin got in the way of the catcher, Perez, and now Steve Solis, the manager, coming to argue. Baylor was backpicked initially by Perez, and the ball got away, but they're saying that Bugarin got in the way, and Steve Solis is going to argue with Spencer Kim and Evan Anderson. I think he does have an argument as well. He is not happy with the call. The Grizzlies do not score after a leadoff double. We head to the top of the third, 1-0 San Jose. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the top of the third inning, 1-0. The Giants lead the Grizzlies. As Caleb Franzen will have a pitch clock violation on Jose Ramos, the count at 0-1. So Ramos was not in the box and alert. So the count at 0-1. Here's the pitch. And that's a called strike. Quickly 0-2 as Franzen only had to throw one pitch so far to Jose Ramos, the shortstop, here in the top of the third. Happy 4th of July. Here's the 0-2, and it's in the dirt. The count at 1-2. The Grizzlies, after being on the road for 12 games, back here in front of a great crowd for the 4th of July. Presented by Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. And ABC 30 is here's a high chopper to the third baseman, Messenger. Messenger gobbles it up over to first in time, and Ramos is out. 5-3 as here comes the center fielder, Turner Hill. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. That's a called strike and quickly 0-2 to Hill. Two really good pitches from Franzen on the outside part of the plate. And now looking for the strikeout. Here's his 0-2. And it's outside. The count at 1-2. He went farther outside with the off-speed pitch there. The count now 1-2 from Caleb Franzen. Here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and missed. Franzen gets Hill swinging. That is the second strikeout for Franzen. Two outs now in the third. And here comes Alexander Suarez. Suarez struck out his first time back in the first inning. Here in the top of the third. As here comes Franzen's pitch to Suarez, and it's outside. The count at 1-0. Great night for baseball. First pitch, 98 degrees, clear skies. Here's the pitch, and a grounder foul down the left field line. The count quickly at 1-1 to Alexander Suarez. As Franzen gets ready to face the tough part of this Giants lineup. The pitch is inside and low, and the count now at 2-1. As the Grizzlies and the Giants starting their six-game series tonight at Chukchansey Park, the fourth of five series between the clubs in 2023. Here's a 2-1. It's fouled off. It's quickly 2-2. This is the last set in Fresno this year. The Grizzlies will head to Excite Ballpark in August to wrap up the season series. These two teams could meet in the postseason as well. They've done so the past 2 years. As here comes the 2-2 to Suarez. And a chopper up the middle, and it goes past Franzen as he tries to kick it. And a two-out single for Alexander Suarez. That is the second hit for San Jose, and the first time now that Franzen will work out the stretch. Their other hit, a solo homer in the second. As here comes Diego Velasquez, the second baseman, 0-1 this evening. Last season, the Grizzlies won 17 of the 30 meetings between the clubs and swept the Giants in the divisional series 2-0. Now the Giants still trail the Grizzlies 40-35 in the all-time series, but they have an 8-7 lead here in the 2023 year. The Grizzlies have won the last two, though. That was back at Excite Ballpark. It's a check on Suarez. He's back there safely. With a head first dive. Very slow throw over there by Franzen. More of a just check to see what Velasquez will do. Usually you'll see something like that happen, expecting maybe a bunt possibility. Here's the pitch to Velasquez, and that's up the middle, a base hit. And just like that, two outs, runners at first and second for San Jose. So Velasquez to single, Suarez to second. Still two outs, and here comes Matt Higgins, who grounded out his first time up. It'll be a lefty-lefty matchup right here. The Grizzlies, all time on July 4th, are 8-9. And last year, the Grizzlies fell to these Giants 4-1. In front of a crowd of 11,302 as the Grizzlies looking to eclipse that this evening. Great crowd on hand. Lots of fans getting food right now, but the majority of these seats are filled. As here comes the pitch from Franzen, and that is fouled off. The count at 0-1 heads up over there. Right now, I believe this is probably the biggest crowd we've seen at the park this season. The Grizzlies enjoyed their biggest road crowd last night in Stockton of 4,600. The Grizzlies winning 10-2 last night against the Ports. Here's the 0-1. It's outside. The count now at 1-1. But these two teams, the top two teams in the California League North Division, renewing their rivalry. Here comes the 1-1, and it's fouled off to the backstop. The count quickly 1-2. Higgins getting a piece of that one. He has a 301 batting average, 9 homers, and 885 OPS. Glad you could join us this evening on 1430 ESPN, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Stream, guys, in the Bally Live app. Here's the pitch, and it is just outside. The count now 2-2. Good fastball there from Franzen. That was at 92 miles per hour. It's now 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners at first and second. Franzen comes set. Here's the pitch. There goes the runners. Fly ball to left field. Amaral racing, and he won't make the play. This will score a run. The throw to third is offline. And just like that, 2-0 San Jose. An RBI single from Matt Higgins. That was with 2 strikes. Velasquez to third. Suarez comes in to score. Amaral, that was right down the left field line. I don't think he had a chance to make a play. So now 4 hits for San Jose. And with 2 away, here comes O'Neill Perez, who's 0-for-1 with a pop-up. Franzen, 2 quick outs this inning, now 3 straight singles, and the Giants now lead 2-0. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to O'Neill Perez, one of 3 catchers on this Giants roster. Here comes the 0-1. And that is low. The count now at 1 ball and 1 strike. Franzen going back to the fastball at 92. Caleb Franzen attended West Lynn High School in West Lynn, Oregon. Here comes the pitch, and it's low. And the count now at 2-1, despite being born in Phoenix, Arizona, but then stayed right close to home going to the University of Portland. As we said, a 12th round draft pick, pick number 356 in 2022 by the Rockies. 6'3", 200 pounds for the southpaw. Here comes the 2-1 as Franzen comes set. Here's the pitch. And that is a 1-bouncer. Jorge, the backhand to first. Oh, and the dig. What a play. Deion Jorge. An outstanding play. The throw to first and the dig by Betancourt gets Perez. And that ends the inning. What a momentum swing as we head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreshlyGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and 1430 ESPN.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 2-0. San Jose leads Fresno as Skyler Messenger will lead things off against the lefty and Hayden Wynja. Wynja coming in, a 4-1 record, a 4.17 ERA. As Messenger, fly ball out to center field. Hill won't get there. This will go all the way to the wall. Messenger rounds first. He heads to second. He has a stand-up double. Skyler Messenger leads off the inning with a double. Second hit for the Grizzlies, both 2-baggers, as here comes the catcher and Cody Huff. Wynja making his 18th appearance, his 7th start this season. 2 saves for the left-hander, 45 and a third innings this year. He is 6'9", 220 pounds, 24 years old, signed as an undrafted free agent by the Giants in 2022. As here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And Huff, swing and a miss. The count at 0-1. Hayden Lake Winya, born on October 14th, 1998 in Des Moines, Iowa, was originally drafted by the Braves in the 30th round in 2017. Here comes the 0-1 from the left-hander. And Huff fouls it off. The count at 0-2. Hayden Winya has faced the Grizzlies a couple times this season. On April 6th, he came in as a reliever. He also faced him as a reliever on April 30th here at Cherchansey Park. And then started against the Grizzlies twice in San Jose on May 29th and June 4th. Picked up the loss in that June 4th start. Here comes the 0-2 to Cody Huff. And it is outside and count at 1-2. Good spot there from Winya. Curly blonde hair from the back of his 4th of July cap for Hayden Winya. Runner at second. No outs here in the bottom of the third. 2-0. San Jose leads Fresno. Here comes the 1-2 to Cody Huff. And Huff, fly ball, center field. Turner Hill racing back, still going back. He will make the catch. Here comes the throw now. It'll be cut off by the shortstop. The throw to third is late as Messenger gets there. So a productive first out as Huff advances Messenger to third. It is just a regular fly out, but it does the job as here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. Runner at third with one out. And now the former Fresno State Bulldog has a chance to give the Grizzlies their first run of the game, maybe more. Andrews Jr. batting .226, 8 homers, 32 RBI, a .755 OPS. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander Winya. And Andrews Jr. swing and a miss. The count at 0-1. The infield for the Giants are not in, so playing in their normal positioning. The right fielder in Otremba is in a couple steps. As here comes the 0-1, and that is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Looked really in on that pitch when you look at the replays. The count is at 0-2 to Andrews Jr. The center fielder Hill now going to the right of his center field position. Here's the 0-2, and Andrews Jr. swing and a miss. And just like that, two outs as Winya picks up his third strikeout. Two away, and here comes the left fielder in Daniel Amaral, who's 0-for-1 with a flyout in his first at-bat. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going against Hayden Winya. Second professional season, pitcher for the ACL Giants Orange last season, tossing 3 1/3 innings. Here's the pitch, and it is a foul tip in the count at 0-1. As Amaral wanted to go after that pitch from Winya. As we said, 6'9", a very tough angle for a lot of these Grizzlies hitters. They have had success against them. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-1 from Winya to Amaral here at Cherchansey Park. It is absolutely perfect right now. July 4th, here comes the 1-1 to Amaral. And Amaral, fly ball out to right field. Otremba racing back. He will make the catch on the warning track to end the inning. The Grizzlies once again do not score after a leadoff double. We head to the top of the fourth, 2-0 Giants. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0, the Giants lead the Grizzlies. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Here comes the first pitch from Franzen, and it is inside to Otremba. The count at 1-0. Otremba homer in his first at-bat. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. The count is 3-0 to Otremba. Here's the pitch. And that misses as well, a 4-pitch walk to Otremba, who has now reached twice this evening. That is the first walk issued by Franzen. As here comes the first baseman in Zach Morgan, who's 0-for-1. Two of those 4 pitches were right near the zone, by the way, of Franzen to Otremba. But now here's Zach Morgan, who's 0-for-1 this evening. Franzen will come set. And here comes his first pitch to Morgan. And that is apparently high. The count at 1-0. Tough spot to miss right there for Franzen. 2-0 Giants here in the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. And it is a little bit low. And the count now at 2-0. Here at Chuck Chancey Park. A beautiful ballpark. From left to right field in the outfield, 324 down the left field line. Here's the pitch outside, 3-0. As here comes a mound visit from Cody Huff. 385 to left center field where there's a grassy berm in our pool out there. You can see some fans with some towels enjoying their evening out there. A big video board out in left center field that was put in a couple years ago. As you'll see, amazing graphics and more. Big Chuck Chancey Park above that as well. To center field, it's 400 feet. And then you continue along the line to right center field where you'll have a manual scoreboard out there where one of our members of our game day staff will sit out there and put up the score manually for everybody. And you continue to saunter down or over to right field where it's 335 down that short porch in right field. As that is a walk to Zach Morgan. So Otremba up to second. Morgan draws the walk. Back-to-back walks now. 8 balls in a row now for Franzen. First and second, nobody out. And here's Dylan Rosario who flew out back in the second inning. As Franzen can't find the strike zone so far. Lots of outfield wall signage as well here at Chuck Chancey Park. And you see that splash park just beyond that right field short porch, presented by Community Medical Centers. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-1. Good pitch at the knees to Rosario. You also have our Fresno Social out to left field, just beyond that bullpen of the Giants that's down the left field line. The Grizzlies bullpen, of course, down the right field line. As that's a fly ball into shallow right field. This is going to go into foul territory, and the catch is not made as it hits the netting. Perez and Andrews Jr. chasing after it. And the count quickly 0-2 to Rosario. The Grizzlies dug out on the first base side. The Giants dug out on the third base side. And, of course, yeah, as we said, both their bullpens down those respective lines as well. Couple levels here at Chuck Chancey Park. The lowest level in our concourse. Team store, lots of food options. My favorite, of course, Dippin' Dots. A lot of fans enjoying some hot dogs and hamburgers here on this 4th of July. As here comes the 0-2 from Franzen and a check back on the runner Otremba at second. Of course, then you have our second level, our reserve section, and our Kodiak Club as well. A lot of fans partaking in the buffet at the club. And of course, we're at the suites level here on the upper at Chancy Park. Here in our press box, lots of suites available all season long. Make sure you come check out a suite at some point this season. Still available. Give us a call to book your suites. One ball, two strikes. Franzen will come set. And here comes his 1-2 offering. And that is swung on and missed. Good pitch down in the zone. And Rosario out on strikes. Three strikeouts now for Franzen. One out here in the fourth, and here comes the shortstop, Jose Ramos, who grounded out to the third baseman Messenger in his first at-bat. Now, besides the levels here, we also have a new playing surface for the 2023 season, the 25th season of Grizzlies baseball. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. And that was a big thank you to the 2022 groundskeeper of the year in the California League, or in the California League, in David Haciento. Very nice grass. Here's the 1-0, and that is outside. The count at 2-0. Of course, we've had new lights put in. We have a new audio system as well. And, of course, our in-game entertainment better than anyone else in the California League. Here comes the 2-0, and the chopper to Messenger. Messenger, 5-4-3, a double play. That's how you get out of the inning, Caleb Franzen. A clean top of the fourth. The Grizzlies trail 2-0. We had the bomb half. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FreshTheGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0. The Giants lead the Grizzlies. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of minor league baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the bottom of the fourth. Shortstop Dion Jorge will lead things off against the lefty Hayden Wynja. The Grizzlies, two doubles so far here in the fourth. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander Wynja. And a check swing from Jorge. Did he go around? He did not. The count at 1-0. Jorge is ranked as the Rockies' number 16 overall prospect on MLB.com. The Havana Cuban native signed for $2.8 million in 2022. So here's the 1-0. It's inside. The count at 2-0. A lot of scouts saying that his comparison at the big league level is former White Sox infielder Alexi Ramirez. Similar size and build and defensive ability that we saw a little bit earlier on display. As that pitch is high, the count at 3-0 from Wynja. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Here at Chancy Park. Here comes the 3-0, and that is a called strike right down the middle. The count now at 3-1 from Hayden Wynja. Grizzlies and the Giants. As the pitch is now fouled off, it's 3-2 to Jorge. So Jorge, assigned to Fresno from the ACO Rockies. Shortstop Ryan Ritter and reliever left-hander Felix Ramirez to Spokane. As that's called strike three on the outside part of the plate. And Wynja, after falling behind 3-0, picks up a strikeout. Jorge becomes the fourth victim for Wynja. One out here in the inning. And here comes the first baseman, Brian Betancourt, who struck out looking his first time up. As the Grizzlies offense trying to get something going here. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. It is in there for a strike. The count at 1-0, just hitting the outside part of the plate. Spencer Kim, the home plate umpire. Evan Anderson over on the bases. The Grizzlies in the red. Here's the pitch. And that is a line drive caught by the second baseman and Velasquez for the second out. Two away, and here comes the DH, Jamari Baylor. Baylor a double back in the second inning. And he was a part of a batter's interference double play. Jamari Baylor, batting 333 since joining Fresno. Six homers, 20 RBI, a 1.115 OPS. The former Phillies farmhand. Here comes the pitch. And that is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Here on July 4th, Independence Day, 4th of July, fireworks extravaganza. Here comes the 0-1, and that is low and in the dirt. The count at 1-1. Presented by Trachancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Glad you could tune in this evening. Here comes the 1-1 to Baylor. And that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-2, and Wynja just outstanding, mixing speeds, pitches. As he has a 1-2 count here to Jamari Baylor. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the 1-2. And Baylor takes it outside. The count at 2-2. As every game in the California League going on. No score in the bottom of the fifth between Rancho Cucamonga and Inland Empire. Here's the pitch to Baylor, and he fouls it off. The count remains at 2-2. Currently 2-2 in the bottom of the third in the Lake Elsinore Visalia game. And 3-0 Modesto leads Stockton in the bottom of the fourth. We'll give you a little bit update on the scores a little bit later. That's all games going on here on July 4th. Here comes the 2-2 from Wynja. And Baylor checks wing. He did go around. And Wynja now has 5 Ks over 4 scoreless innings. We had the fifth. Grizzlies trail 2-0. You're listening to them on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 2-0, Fresno trails San Jose, as Turner Hill will lead things off against the lefty in Caleb Franzen. The Giants so far, 2 runs on 4 hits, including a solo homer from Tanner Otremba. Here Here comes the pitch from Franzen. It's outside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies winners of 10 of their last 12, 21 of their last 26. Here's the 1-0. Fly ball out to left field. Long run for Amaral, the left fielder. Will he get there? It goes foul. The count now at 1-1. And the Grizzlies, their win streak and this really good stretch started in San Jose. That Saturday in San Jose where the Grizzlies, after dropping 4 straight to the Giants, found a way to win the final 2 games of the series. Since then, Fresno's been almost unstoppable. As here comes the 2-1 to Turner Hill. Winds and deals, and that is inside. The count now at 3-1 to Turner Hill. As Franzen falls behind once again. Franzen has 2 walks so far. Here comes the 3-1 from the left-hander. And that is a ground ball, sharply hit to the second baseman, Perez. Perez over to first in time for the out. Goes 4-3 as here comes Alexander Suarez, 1-for-2 with a run scored against Caleb Franzen, 6'3", 200 pounds. Franzen making his 13th appearance. This is his 12th start. A 2-2 record, a 4.45 ERA. Franzen, his first start in July as well. He'll wind and deal. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball foul on the count at 0-1. Caleb Franzen, as we said, attended Westland High School in Westland, Oregon. In his senior year, threw a no-hitter in the second round of the Oregon Class 6A state playoffs versus Bend. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball out to right field. Andrews Jr. racing back. He's at the wall. Did he make the catch? No. Goes off his glove. This will be extra bases for Suarez. He is in there to third with a one-out triple. Andrews Jr. got over him, and Suarez now 2-for-3. 5 hits now for the Giants, and here comes Diego Velasquez. Velasquez 1-for-2 with a single back in the third as the Grizzlies. Not what they wanted right there. Suarez showing off his speed. Alexander Suarez in his second year now with the San Jose Giants. 6'2", 200 pounds from Valera, Venezuela. So the infield now in here for Fresno as San Jose brings Diego Velasquez to the plate. Velasquez 1-for-2, batting .305, 5 homers, 46 RBI, and .823 OPS. Here's the pitch. And a chopper foul. The count at 0-1. Diego Velasquez, one of the top hitters in the California League in terms of batting average. Right up there with Ryan Ritter, who left for High A Spokane. Ritter, when he left, was tied for first or in first in 6 different California League hitting categories. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. And the count quickly 0-2. And Ritter was in the top 10 in 9 different categories. Includes homers, RBI, extra base hits, OPS, slugging percentage. Count is 0-2 to Velasquez. Franzen comes set. Here comes his 0-2. And a fly ball out to right center. Andrews Jr. is there. He'll make the catch. Here's the throw. Suarez will score. And it's 3-0 San Jose. Sack fly for Diego Velasquez. Suarez using his speed to score after the triple. He's got 2 of the 3 runs so far. And just like that, 3-0 Giants. 2 outs, and here's Matt Higgins. 1-for-2, an RBI single. Giants doing a great job putting the ball in play. 5 hits. Here's the pitch. And that is inside of Higgins. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies here all week. Before we head into the All-Star break, the teams will enjoy a couple days off. Here's the 1-0 and a fly ball to left field. Amaral coming in, the dive, and he did not catch it. And one bounces into his glove. What a try by the left fielder Amaral as Higgins reaches. He's now 2-for-3. Second hit of the inning, 6 overall for San Jose. And here comes O'Neill Perez, 0-for-2. A spectacular play from the shortstop Jorge in his last at-bat. As Amaral trying to sell that ball, it was a one bouncer right into his glove. Now here's Perez. The pitch from Franzen fouled off. The count at 0-1. We have a lot of promotions this week at Chukchansey Park. And tonight a lot of fans taking advantage of the post-game fireworks, the best in the Central Valley. As that is fouled off, quickly 0-2. Independence Day 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino, ABC 30. Alyssa Danielle Witrado from The Voice season 22, Team Gwen Stefani. Here's the 0-2 outside, the count at 1-2. She has a meet and greet going on for fans here at the ballpark. A great national anthem from her. And then the rest of the week, we have a lot of great promotions in store for you. As here comes the 1-2 and a ground ball foul towards the third base side and out of play. And it starts tomorrow, Wednesday, July 5th, game 2 of 6 between the Giants and the Grizzlies. What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park. Two reserve tickets, two Island Water Park tickets, valid Monday through Thursday, two hot dogs and two sodas, as that's a fly ball out to left field. Amaral is there, and he will make the catch. That will end the inning. It's over a $120 value for just $34. What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park. We'll talk more promotions right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be right back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, 3-0, the Giants lead the Grizzlies. Glad you could join us this evening for July 4th baseball here in Fresno. As the Grizzlies trail to the San Jose Giants, Hayden Wynja back on the bump as he takes on Andy Perez, who's 0-1. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And it is outside, the count at 1-0 to Andy Perez. As the ball thrown back to the pitcher. I don't know if it hit off of Perez, but O'Neill Perez, the catcher, did not get it back to Wynja. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch from Wynja. And Perez swing and a miss, and the count at 1-1. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. Actually, that pitch was fouled off. It's 1-1. Perez just getting a piece of it. Here comes the 1-1. And a chopper foul. And the count now at 1-2. We were talking promotions before the break. We had What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park. That is tomorrow, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. On Thursday, July 6th, Tioga Thursdays and Fres Brolympics. As here comes the 1-2 to Perez, and that is low. The count at 2-2. Game 3 of 6, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch against the San Jose Giants. Two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. As that is outside, the count now full to Perez, 3-2. So two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. And we also have Fresbro Olympics, which a lot of fans may not recognize. Here comes the 3-2 to Perez, and a fly ball foul. It's a collaboration between the Fresno Grizzlies, Fresno Social Sports, and Fresbro. It will feature a tournament of games coordinated by Fresno Social Sports and Fresbro with the likes of Giant Beer Pong, Cornhole, and more. Here's the 3-2, and it is outside ball four, just missing Perez. O'Neill Perez, the catcher, wanted to strike out, but Andy Perez will say, I will take the walk. A leadoff walk, first walk issued by Wynja. And here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. There'll be three medal winners that will be awarded prior to the end of the game and honored on the dugout top. There'll be other in-game skits throughout the game based on the Fresbro Olympics theme. As Bugarin swinging a miss, check on Perez back at first. He is safe in there. That was close. As Grizzlies manager and first base coach Steve Solis letting Perez know how close that was. The Grizzlies third base coach is Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies bench coach. Fans who attend the game can compete in the Fresbro Olympics. Here comes the 0-1. And Bugarin, line drive caught by the third baseman in Rosario, who did not have to move. And that is the first out of the inning, as here comes the third baseman in Skylar Messenger, 1-for-1 with a double to center. Now the Grizzlies and Fresbro on Instagram, F-R-E-S-B-R-O, on Instagram, will post more info on the competition side of things as the event gets a little bit closer, and most of the competitions will take place in the cantina inside the ballpark. Out in left field. As the pitch is low to Messenger, the count at 1-0. Messenger batting .266, 5 homers, .794 OPS. So that'll be Thursday, July 6th. It'll be a great night here at the ballpark. Here comes the 1-0, and that is high for a ball. The count at 2-0. A right-hander starts to get loose down in the San Jose bullpen. Let's count 2-0 to Messenger. On Friday, July 7th, game 4 of 6 between these two teams. Here comes the 2-0. There goes Perez outside, and Perez has a stolen base. So it's 3-0 to Messenger as Perez steals the base. Runner at second with one out as Cameron Cotter starts to get loose down in the pen, number 37. So Perez, stolen base, no throw. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball to deep center field. Turner Hill looks back. And just like that, it is 3-2. Skylar Messenger, his 6th homer of the season. We are back in it. The lights, the fireworks. Skylar Messenger, a 2-run homer. That is presented by Fresno Yosemite International Airport and Grizzlies Big Fly. 3-2 off of the bat of Skylar Messenger. He now has two legs of the cycle as here comes Cody Huff, who's 0-for-1. A 2-run homer. Perez scores. Messenger scores. And that is what's going to get the crowd going as the first pitch to Huff is inside and high. And the count at 1-0. So two runs on the third hit for Fresno's Huff, line drive. Base hit to left field. Fresno now getting going here with one out. Huff now 1-for-2. Second hit of the inning, 4th overall. And here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. 0-for-1 as here comes a mound visit from the Giants pitching coach and Dan Runsler, the former Fresno Grizzly lefty. Runner at first with one out, and a check right now on Wynja. It's the crowd now getting back into this contest. They were silenced a little bit early, just like that one swing of a bat. Now Skylar Messenger is now 2-for-2 in this contest. But we're still talking promotions. Game 4 of 6. Friday, July 7th, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Healthcare and First Responders Night presented by Central California Faculty and Medical Group. Friday night fireworks and community outreach night presented by Chochansey Gold Resort and Casino. $10 fuel box tickets for all healthcare workers and first responders. Thank you for everything that you do. We'll also have some taco trucks as well, and of course, Friday night fireworks. As here's Andrews Jr. now. Cotter continues to loosen. Here's the pitch. And that is high for a ball. The count at 1-1, no strikes to Andrews Jr. On Saturday, July 8th, game 5 of 6 between these squads. Military Appreciation Night. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Here comes the 1-0 to Andrews Jr. inside. The count at 2-0. $10 field box tickets for all active and former military. So my grandparents, who both served, could get in for 10 bucks. Should be a great night as well. Taco trucks also at the ballpark. Here's the 2-0, and that's in there for a strike. The count at 2-1. Good fastball on the inside part of the plate to Andrews Jr. Big fan of the military. I grew up in Colorado Springs, Colorado, right near the Air Force Academy. About 30 minutes from Fort Carson, as that is fouled off by Andrews Jr. The count now at 2-2. Had a lot of friends that serve or are currently serving, served or currently serving in the military. Of course, my family, my grandparents served. A lot of my neighbors growing up served as well, so that should be a very special night for Game 5 of 6. Finally, on Sunday, July 9th, to wrap up this six-game series, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. As here comes the 2-2 to Andrews Jr., and that's a fly ball, left center field. The left fielder Higgins, though, will track it down for the out. Two outs now. And just like that, Andrews Jr. retired. As here comes the left fielder Daniel Amaral, who's 0-2. Runner at first with two outs. As Huff had to retreat back to first base. Sunday, July 9th, we'll start the pregame catch on the field. Come join us for some catch before the game starts from 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. And then stay for a Save Mart Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. And of course, all games will have the Fresno Social open. Splash Park will be open. Water slides, bounce houses, everyone runs the bases postgame, and more. Here comes the 1-0 fly ball from Amaral. Left field again. Higgins underneath it. And now the center fielder Hill will call him off, and he will make the catch. But the Grizzlies back into it. A two-run homer from Skyler Messenger. 3-2 San Jose. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 3-2, the Giants lead the Grizzlies as Tanner Otremba will stride to the plate against Caleb Franzen. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Battle All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanceyGold.com. You must be 21. ChuckChancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Here comes the 1-0 and a fly ball to left field. Otremba just missing his second homer of the game. The count now at 1-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. We thank ChuckChancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-1, and Otremba checks swing. It's called a strike on the inner portion of the plate. The count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies trail 3-2. Great game so far. Glad you could join us. Here's the pitch and a fly ball foul. We'll do it again at 1-2. Here in the sixth inning. We're talking promotions last half inning. Make sure you grab your tickets now, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here's the 1-2, and that is in the dirt. The count at 2-2. Five more games to check out the future of the San Francisco Giants and the Colorado Rockies affiliates this series. Here comes the 2-2, and that is chopped foul. And then these two teams will head into the All-Star break a couple days off before the Grizzlies will head back on the road for a three-game series against the Lake Elsinore Storm. And then they will head back here for a six-game set against the Modesto Nuts. Here comes the 2-2. And that is another foul ball from Otremba. The count remains at 2-2. Now, the next week or so, though, we'll have a plethora of Major League All-Star-related festivities. The actual game itself, the Home Run Derby, and the Futures game. As here comes the 2-2. Fly ball left field. Otremba deep at the track is Amaral. He will make the catch just shy of the wall in left field for the out. Otremba missing his second homer once again. First out, a long one indeed. And here comes Zach Morgan, who's 0-1 with a walk. But we bring up the Futures game because there's a former Fresno Grizzly that will be in it representing the Rockies. Rockies number 3 overall prospect and outfielder Yonkiel Fernandez will be in the game. Here comes the pitch to Morgan. It's outside. The count at 1-0. So Yonkiel Fernandez will be in it. The 2023 Sirius XM All-Star Futures game. That's a called strike. The count at 1-1. It will happen on Saturday, July 8th at 4 p.m. Pacific time from Seattle's T-Mobile Park. It will air exclusively on Peacock and SiriusXM. Here's a ground ball, and it goes past the dive of the third baseman Messenger. A one-out single for Morgan, who reaches for the second time. And that's now 7 hits for San Jose, and here comes Dylan Rosario, who's 0-2. It will air exclusively on Peacock and SiriusXM. MLB Network will co-produce the telecast as well. Yonkiel Fernandez finished the regular season as the all-time leader in Grizzlies franchise single-season RBI in 2022, where he was named as the best designated hitter in the California League. Fernandez has done so well, he is now in Double-A Hartford. So congratulations to Fernandez, and we'll see him in the Futures game on Saturday, July 8th. One out, runner at first. Caleb Franzen will come set. Here's the pitch to Rosario, and that is a called strike. Good pitch of Rosario jumping up and down. I think he was disappointed. He didn't swing at that off-speed pitch at 81. As now action in the Fresno pen. The right-hander looks like Austin Becker starts to get loose. Here's the pitch. Rosario ground ball. The shortstop Jorge won't get there this time. A base hit to left field. And the Giants now two runners on with one out. It's here comes Jose Ramos to the dish. So Rosario now 1-3. 8 hits overall. So first and second one out. Now Ramos, who went into a double play. Both times has hit the ball to the third baseman Messenger. Ramos, one homer, 28 RBI. As a mound visit between Cody Huff and Caleb Franzen here in the top of the sixth inning. As the Grizzlies trail 3-2 here on July 4th. Glad you could join us. As the Grizzlies and the Giants, their fourth of five series in 2023. And, of course, these two teams could meet in the postseason. The Giants have already clinched a playoff spot. Fresno, with an 8-1 record here in the second half, wanting to meet the Giants for the third straight postseason. The Giants winning the whole thing in 2021. As here comes manager Steve Solis, and I think that is it, as they want to get more action from Palermo, who will come into the game right here. We'll have a pitching change here in the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50, available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the sixth inning still. The Grizzlies trail the Giants 3-2. One out, runners at first and second for San Jose. Jose Ramos, who's 0-2, steps to the plate against the new Grizzlies pitcher, right-hander Davis Palermo. As Caleb Franz's line is not done, as he is responsible for the runners at first and second. So now here's Palermo. The right-hander's first pitch is outside. The count at 1-0. Davis Palermo, number 38 on the back of his red jersey. 6'4", 200 pounds, 23 years old, from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Here's the 1-0. It's a fastball grooved in there. The count at 1-1. Palermo, an eighth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of the University of North Carolina. Here comes the 1-1 to Ramos. And it swung on and missed. Good pitch there from Palermo. Looked like the slider. The count at 1-2. Palermo is appearing in his 22nd game. A 1-1 record. A 4.91 ERA. Here's the 1-2. And it swung on and missed. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. He chased the slider for the second out. First strikeout for Palermo. Fourth overall for Grizzlies pitching. Two outs now, and here's Turner Hill, who's 0-2 with a strikeout from Davis Palermo. Palermo, as we said, his 22nd game, a 1-1 record, a 4.91 ERA, as the first pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. Palermo, 5 holds, he's 2-for-3 in save opportunities, 22 innings, 26 Ks for the right-hander. Here comes the pitch, and it's a fastball that darts in there for a strike, and the count at 1-1. Palermo, really good fastball that can reach the mid-90s. He also has a curveball and a split. Here comes the 1-1, and a ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge, who will make the play over to second, and Perez is there for the out. The Grizzlies, they will head to the bottom of the sixth, trailing by one. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, 1430 ESPN.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-2 San Jose leads Fresno as Dion Jorge will lead things off against the new pitcher for San Jose, right-hander Cameron Cotter takes over for Hayden Wynja. So Hayden Wynja is done. Here comes the first pitch to Jorge from Cotter, and it's a fastball called a strike on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. So Hayden Wynja's line is done. As here comes the 0-1 to Jorge, and Jorge fouls it off. The count at 0-2. Jorge 0-2 this evening. Wynja goes 5 innings, allows 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. That was on a home run. He walked one batter and struck out 5. And in line for the win right now is now will be the Giants' bullpen. Here's the 0-2, and Jorge, high chopper to the second baseman. The throw to first, and it's in time for the out. Very close there, but Velasquez makes the play. 4-3. One out. Here comes Brian Bencourt, who's 0-2. A strikeout back in the first inning against Cameron Cotter, wears number 37 on the back of his gray jersey. 6'3", 220 pounds. He signed as a free agent by the Giants in 2023. He's from Greensboro, North Carolina. Pitch for high point in Indy ball as the first pitch is outside. The count at 1-0. A 1-0 record, a 4.35 ERA for Cotter. This is his seventh game all out of the pen. 8 strikeouts, no walks in 10 1/3. As that is a base hit to right field. Brian Bencourt now. And he's looking for 2 as it's misplayed in right. He is there. Brian Bencourt gets the second base. I believe that's a single E9 as Otremba misplayed it out there. We'll see what the ruling is, but it's the fifth hit either way for the Grizzlies. As Brian Bencourt, the single past the first baseman in Morgan. If we watch on the replay, Otremba dove to try to stop that ball. He got up and it came off his glove. So now here's Jamari Baylor 1-2 with a double. Runner at second with 1 out. Here's the pitch. And that is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies looking to tie this game or maybe take the lead. It is a double for Brian Bencourt. And Al Baylor, who had 2 homers last night. Here's the 0-1, and that is outside. The count at 1-1. So it is a double for Brian Bencourt. No error on the play. Still the first hit of the inning, fifth hit overall for Fresno. So runner at second with 1 out. 11th double for Bencourt. Here's the pitch to Baylor. Fouled off. And the count now at 1-2. Good pitch there from Cotter. Cotter, as we said, just joining San Jose. Played with High Point in independent baseball. Takes on Jamari Baylor. Here comes the 1-2, and a check swing in the dirt. Did he go around? He did not. The count of 2 balls and 2 strikes as Baylor did not take off for first as that ball got away from Perez. It doesn't matter. It's a ball anyway. From the 6'3", 220-pound Cameron Cotter, 24 years old, went to North Carolina State. 1-0 record, a 4.5 5-0 ERA coming into tonight's game. Here comes the pitch from Cotter to Baylor. And that is just outside. The count full. 3-2. Good off-speed pitch there from Cotter. Just missing. On July 1st, Cotter, 2 innings of scoreless relief. Allowed 2 hits and struck out 1. As that is swung on and missed. And Baylor down on strikes. Good breaking ball from Cotter for the out. 2 outs now. Runner at second. Here comes the second baseman and Andy Perez. So 2 outs now, runner at second. Andy Perez 0-for-1. A walk, stolen base, and run back in the 5th inning. Here's the pitch, and Perez fouls it off his body. The count at 0-1 here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Great crowd on hand here at Chukchansey Park. A lot of fans enjoying the weather right now as we are just getting dark here at Chukchansey Park. Stay tuned for scores around the California League as well. Here's the pitch, and Perez takes it for a strike. And the count now at 0-2. Look like another breaking ball from Cotter. Who kind of stays up for the most part when he's throwing to the plate there. So the breaking ball has a lot more cut than expected. Here comes the 0-2. And Perez fouls it off his body once again. It goes back to the pitcher, Cotter, but it went off his body first. Count remains at 0-2 as Cotter gets off the mound there. Cameron Cotter, short blonde hair from the back of his cap. Signing with the Giants organization. This is a Giants team that have a lot of free agent signings on their pitching staff. Here's the 0-2, and Perez, fly ball, left center field, and it is caught on the run by Higgins to end the inning. Perez just missed extra bases as the Grizzlies trail 3-2. We head to the 7th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the 7th inning, 3-2 San Jose leads Fresno as Davis Palermo will take on Alexander Suarez to lead things off here in the 7th inning. As the Grizzlies trail 3-2, glad you could join us. And in between innings, the Grizzlies have announced a sellout crowd tonight at Chukchansey Park, California. We did it here on July 4th. First pitch is outside for a ball. The count at 1-0 here in the top of the 7th inning. Here comes the 1-0 from Palermo, and it's outside. The count now at 2-0. Suarez, 2-for-3. He's got 2 runs scored. A triple back in the 5th inning. Here comes the 2-0 from Palermo, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-1 from the righty and Davis Palermo. Palermo, as we said, went to North Carolina, where he grew up right there in Chapel Hill, going to a lot of Tar Heels games growing up. From the East Coast to the West Coast, as here's a ground ball to Jorge. The throw to first in time. Suarez almost beat it out. It goes 6-3 for the first down. Here comes the second baseman, Diego Velasquez. A sack fly back in the fifth inning. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Diego Velasquez caused the Grizzlies a lot of fits in their last series at Excite Ballpark. As the Grizzlies trying to get back in this game, a two-run homer from Skyler Messenger in the fifth inning. The lone run score tonight. Here comes the pitch from Palermo. And a breaking ball in there for a called strike. The count at 0-1. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate from Palermo. Dark curly hair from the back of his July 4th cap, which are available at the team store. Here's the pitch, and that is just low in the count at 1-1. If you missed out coming to the game tonight, don't you worry. Hopefully we'll have some merchandise still available for you at FresnoGrizzlies.com in our team store. Here comes the pitch from Palermo, and it is inside and a little bit low as well. Count of 2 balls and a strike. Great crowd here, and they are hoping for some fireworks before the fireworks. 2 balls, 1 strike. Palermo looks in. He'll come set. And here comes his 2-1. And that's a line drive caught by the second baseman, Perez, for the second out. Velasquez was right on it. 87 miles per hour of his bat, but the second baseman, Perez, there. Two away, and here comes Matt Higgins. 2-for-3, a pair of singles in RBI back in the third. Grizzly starter Caleb Franzen, 5 1/3 innings. He allowed 8 hits, 3 runs, all earned. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Here comes the pitch. And a breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. The 8 hits allowed by Franzen ties a career high. But the left-hander did a great job working in and out of trouble all evening, especially in that fourth inning. As it's a ground ball past the first baseman in Bencourt down the right field line. Higgins now looking for 2. Here's the throw to second. It is not in time. It's a double for Higgins, I believe. He is now 3-for-4. 2 outs, runner at second. Here's O'Neill Perez, 0-for-3. As the Grizzlies trail 3-2. So here's O'Neill Perez now. It is a double for Higgins. Give you scores in the California League here in a bit. Here comes the pitch from Palermo. Long pause. And it is outside for a ball. And the count now at 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch from Palermo. Runner at second with 2 outs. 3-2 San Jose. As that is a called strike. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. The count at 1-1. Palermo comes set once again. Here comes his 1-1 offering. And that's a ground ball, and it's caught. It was actually a line drive, and Bencourt is there for the out. That will end the inning as we head to the stretch. We will keep it here as we enjoy the seventh inning stretch here on July 4th.
As the Grizzlies honor America with the singing of God Bless America. Tonight, performed by the Grizzlies' own public address announcer and local theater talent, Mark Spender. Thank you.
It's the Chuck Chancey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanceyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the seventh inning. It's a great night here. A sellout crowd at Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies trail the Giants, though, 3-2 here in the bottom of the seventh. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the seventh inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Jesus Bouguereau will lead things off here in the seventh against the right-hander in Cameron Cotter. Here's the pitch and a fly ball foul. And the count at 0-1. Bouguereau 0-2 tonight. Struck out swinging in the second, lined out in the fifth inning. Nine-game hit streak is up for grabs for him. Hopefully he'll have at least two, maybe three more at-bats tonight as the Grizzlies trail 3-2. And that is swung on and missed. Good pitch there, as Perez couldn't hold on to in the dirt. The count at 0-2. They're in the bottom of the seventh. So no balls, two strikes. Time called right here by the batter in Bouguereau. Bouguereau, 75 hits on the year. He's fourth in the California League in that category, tied with Ryan Rader, who has graduated to High A Spokane. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off by Bouguereau, a free swinger. The count remains at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. No balls, two strikes to Bouguereau. Here's the pitch, and he fouls it off once again down the right field line. The count remains at no balls and two strikes. As Bouguereau stays alive here. A little bit of a shift on here for Bouguereau with the first baseman in Morgan playing off that first base bag. Here's the 0-2, and Bouguereau swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes. That is the second strikeout for Cotter. One out in the inning, and here comes the third baseman, Skyler Messenger. Messenger, 2-for-2. A home run, double, two RBI and a run. Messenger, an 817 OPS, batting 270 on the season. His two legs of the cycle so far. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Messenger. Good breaking ball there from Cameron Cotter, who's 6'3", 220 pounds from Greensboro, North Carolina. Stayed in state for college. As that's a base hit to center field. Messenger has three legs of the cycle. He's a triple shy. Messenger 3-for-3 as he laces a single to center. Six hits for Fresno, and Messenger has half of them. Runner at first, one out. And here's Cody Huff, 1-for-2 with a single in his last at-bat. As the Grizzlies trying to get back in this contest, trailing 3-2. Three games still going on here in the California League. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 1-0. Great crowd on hand, enjoying a beautiful night here at Chukchansey Park for July 4th. The Grizzlies trying to get back to 500. Since 2005, the Grizzlies are 8-9 on the 4th of July. They lost 4-1 last year to these Giants. There's a check swing, and it is a strike. And Messenger back safely as the catcher Perez trying to fake a throw over. So the count now at 1-1. Messenger has 5 stolen bases, has not been caught yet. Has decent speed over there at first. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike. And it's now 1-2 to Cody Huff. The Grizzlies, 40-35 all time against San Jose, trying to even up the season series at 8 games apiece. They have won 21 of their past 26. As the crowd here at Chukchansey Park getting loud. Left-hander Carson Skipper in the Fresno pen. A right-hander starts to get loose down in the Giants pen. Here comes the 1-2 to Cody Huff. And it is outside, ball two. The count at 2-2. Cody Huff, a 7th-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of Stanford. 22 years old from Scottsdale, Arizona. His brother plays at Arizona currently. As that is fouled off by Huff. We'll do it again with the same count. Good breaking ball there from Cotter. Cody Huff's dad is actually a scout. And we saw him in Modesto earlier this year. His dad a former player as well. A lot of these Grizzlies, their dads were former players. Daniel Amaral, Jordy Vargas, for example. Let's count his 2-2 to Cody Huff. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and missed, and they try to throw down again Messenger, and he is back there safely. So Huff down on strikes. Third strikeout now for Cotter. 2 outs. Messenger is still at first, and here's E.J. Andrews Jr. 0-2. So Cody Huff down on strikes. Just like that, 2 outs now. The Grizzlies 7 outs to play with. Took 5 out of 6 from Modesto. Lost the opener in Modesto. And then took 5 out of 6 against Stockton. Here's the pitch. And it is low. The count at 1-0 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State Bulldog. The 9th Fresno State Bulldog to appear in a Grizzlies uniform. Back for his 2nd season with the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-0. And a ground ball to the shortstop. Good fielding. The underhand toss to 2nd in time for the out. That ends the inning. We head to the 8th. The Grizzlies still trail 3-2. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and 1430 ESPN.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. Of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the 8th inning, 3-2. The Giants lead the Grizzlies. Carson Skipper takes over on the bump for Davis Palermo. Palermo works 1 2/3 scoreless innings. That ties a career high in innings pitch for Palermo. Palermo allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, one strikeout, and 1 2/3 innings, tying a career high. So now here's Carson Skipper, the left-hander, will take on Tanner Otremba, who was 1 for 2, a home run back in the second. He walked in the fourth and a deep flyout in his last at-bat in the sixth. And Carson Skipper, here's the pitch, and it is fouled off. The count at 0-1 against the lefty in Skipper. The left-hander is appearing in his 22nd game all out of the bullpen. Skipper, an 0-2 record, a 4.15 ERA. In 26 innings, Skipper has 39 strikeouts and only 3 walks. As his 0-1 is in the dirt, the count now at 1-1. Here's the pitch, a high chopper to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge, the throw to first, a dig, and it's made by Bencourt at first. Jorge, the low throw, but Bencourt digs out his teammate. One out, it goes 6-3, as here comes the first baseman in Zach Morgan, 1 for 2 with a walk. As the Grizzlies have 6 outs to play with tonight, trailing 3-2 here in the 8th. It's now time for scores around the league. Let's start with the game in Modesto between the Nuts and the Ports, and it got testy. 5-3, the Nuts lead, but both teams had a benches-clearing brawl tonight. As that pitch is a high pop-up, and it's going to go into the crowd, as the count is at 0-1. So Modesto leads 5-3. That is in the bottom of the 7th inning. Modesto, Gabriel Gonzalez, 3 hits, including a home run in the 5th inning, his 8th of the year. He also has scored 2 runs, as that is a called strike to Morgan. The count now at 0-2. So Modesto leads 5-3. For Stockton, they scored 3 runs in the 6th inning. Doubles from Colby Thomas and Cameron Masterman. Both guys had doubles last night against the Grizzlies. Here's the 0-2, and it's a fly ball to deep right field, and it will go foul to Morgan. And we'll do it again at the same count. So 5-3, Modesto leads in the bottom of the 7th. Also in the bottom of the 7th in Visalia, the Rawhide lead the Storm 5-2. Visalia, 2 runs in the 2nd, 2 runs in the 3rd, another run in the 5th, but they trailed 2-0 early. Lake Elsinore, a run in the 1st and a run in the 2nd, but Visalia trying to continue their winning ways, taking 4 out of 6 from the Quakes, and now beating the Storm right now. Here comes the 1-2, and a fly ball to right field. Andrews Jr. racing over, and one Bulldog will fly out to the other. 2 outs in the inning, and here comes Dylan Rosario, 1-for-3. For Visalia, they just have a triple from Jose Fernandez. Fernandez, 2 RBI as well. David Martin has 2 hits, 2 RBI, a walk and a run. While Lake Elsinore has a home run from Ethan Salas, his 3rd of the season. The top international prospect in MLB. You're in minor league baseball. That was a solo home run off of Jacob Steinmetz, who's looking for his first win with the Rawhide. Here comes the pitch to Rosario. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. And finally, let's head over to the game in Inland Empire, where the Quakes are holding on to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the 9th. As that pitch is just outside, the count at 1-1. Kelvin Bautista trying to finish it off. The Quakes lead 1-0. The lone run in the 7th for Rancho Cucamonga. That's a line drive. Base hit to the left center field gap. Extra bases now for Rosario. Here's a throw from Bugarin to 2nd. It's going to be cut off by the shortstop. So Rosario now 2-for-4 with that double, 2-out double. That's now 10 hits for San Jose. And here comes Jose Ramos with 2 outs. He's 0-for-3. But Rancho Cucamonga trying to finish it off. The RBI from, actually it was no RBI, the run from Puerta. The run that scored was on a fielding error by Christian Sepulveda in the 7th inning. That's the only run so far in Inland Empire. Our score here, 3-2 San Jose in the 8th. As the first pitch is a called strike on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1 from Carson Skipper against Jose Ramos. Here's the pitch. And that swung on a miss. Good fastball on the inside part of the plate. Quickly 0-2 from the left-hander Skipper, who's 6'2", 211 pounds, 23 years old, from Birmingham, Alabama. Went to Auburn, an 11th-round draft pick. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Good stop from Cody Huff. The count now at 1-2 as the runner at second and Rosario Stain puts. Inland Empire, by the way, has just tied the game. Ronaldo Flores, a ground rule double on a fly ball to left center field. It's now 1-1 in the bottom of the ninth. We'll keep an eye on that game as the 66ers looking for a walk-off win. Here's the 1-2 and a high pop-up. This is right near the line, and it's the catcher, Cody Huff, making the play to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies trail 3-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Giants 3-2. Luis Moreno will take over on the bump as he replaces Cameron Cotter. Cotter, two scoreless innings. He allowed two hits. He struck out three. As here is Daniel Amaral, 0-for-3 with three flyouts. Amaral in a nine-game hit streak. Here's the pitch, and that is outside for a ball. The count at 1-0. Amaral batting 341. He's got one homer, 10 RBI, a 942 OPS. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 2-0. By the way, the Quakes and the 66ers headed to extras 1-1. The other two games in the bottom of the seventh inning, Visalia leads the Lake Elsinore Storm 7-2. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-1. Moreno, a 1-1 record, a 3.28 ERA. This is his 13th game all out of the pen. 24 2/3 innings. And Amaral, a bunt attempt in front of the mound. Moreno picks it up to throw to first. And Amaral almost beats it out. He is thrown out. It goes 1-3. And with one out, here comes Deion Jorge, who is 0-for-3. Deion Jorge, a very, very good player that is coming up through the Rockies system. Just joining the Grizzlies, only in his second game. Here's the pitch, and that is inside for a ball. The count at 1-0 from the hard-throwing right-hander, Luis Moreno. 96 miles per hour right there. Moreno is 6'2", 175 pounds. Signed as an international undrafted free agent in 2016 from Santa Rosa, Colombia. Last year, pitched for the ACL Giants. Has another visit right here. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChukchansiGold.com. Must be 21. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. As that pitch is low, the count now at 2-0 to Jorge. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the 2-0 to Jorge. And that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-1. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. Lots of movement there to Dion Jorge. He's only 20 years old. Jorge, 6'3", 170 pounds. The 2-1 is inside. And the count at 3-1. Jorge, born on March 18th, 2003. Parker Kelly, another Grizzlies infielder, born on March 18th, just 1999. As the 3-1 is inside, ball four, and Jorge draws a one-out walk. And the speedster is on here. Second walk for the Giants. As here's Brian Betancourt, 1-for-3 with a double. Back to Jorge, though. He's from Havana, Cuba. Signed as an international and drafted free agent in 2022 for $2.8 million. The fourth Cuban to play for the Grizzlies since 2021. As that is a ground ball. The shortstop, Ramos, what a play. The throw to first, not in time. Ramos, the backhand diving play. The throw to second gets Jorge. Unbelievable. We have seen a lot of defensive web gems this evening. Betancourt reaches on the fielder's choice. It goes 6-4. I don't know how the shortstop and Ramos made that play. As now Steve Solis is going to have a pinch runner here. And I believe that's Parker Kelly who's going to pinch run for Betancourt. I think that's the right move for Steve Solis, because Parker Kelly can play a little bit of first base as well. So it is Parker Kelly. And now here's Jamari Baylor to the dish, 1-for-3 with a double. So Parker Kelly now at first base. He's the pinch runner. And now here's Baylor, and the first pitch is outside, and Kelly going. The throw to second, and it's not in time. Kelly swipes the base. Ramos and Velasquez, the middle infielders, both going to their knees, thinking that the catcher, Perez, threw out Kelly. Instead, it's a stolen base for Parker Kelly. So runner at second with two outs. The count is 1-0 to Jamari Baylor. Fifth stolen base for Parker Kelly. Here's the pitch to Baylor. Swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Good off-speed pitch to Baylor. So Parker Kelly, the pinch runner, he's at second base. Ran for Bryant Betancourt, who reached on a fielder's choice. Two outs here in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball foul. And the count is at 1-2 to Baylor. Baylor, two homers last night, one in the eighth inning, one the ninth inning. The Grizzlies trailed 3-2. Another close game here at Chukchansi Park. 36 of the Grizzlies' 75 games have been one- or two-run affairs. Here's the 1-2, and it's in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher, Perez. 36 of the Grizzlies' 75 games have ended in one- or two-run affairs. 48% of their games this year. The Grizzlies, 22-14 in that span. Here at home in one-run games, they are 10-4. Here's the 2-2, and it's fouled off as he gets a piece of the catcher in Perez. Looks like he got his back leg. The Grizzlies have also scored 37% of their runs in innings 7 through 9. 162 of their 437. They scored four runs in the eighth inning last night in Stockton. As Jamari Baylor staying alive. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second and Kelly. Here comes the pitch to Jamari Baylor from Luis Moreno. And that is outside. It gets away from Perez. Up to third goes Kelly. Runner at third with two outs. And the count full here to Jamari Baylor. So three balls, two strikes. It's a wild pitch right there. So runner at third, two outs. Here comes the 3-2 offering to Jamari Baylor from Luis Moreno. Here it is. It is outside, ball four. And almost got away from the catcher, Perez again. Baylor draws the walk. First and third, two outs. Second walk this inning by Moreno. And here comes Andy Perez. 0-for-2, a walk, stolen base, and a run scored. As Moreno trying to get out of this inning here. Hat on sideways for Moreno. Very similar to former Grizzlies reliever Fernando Rodney. Here comes the pitch from Moreno. And Perez, high chopper! It gets over the third baseman! We are tied! Andy Perez, the RBI single. He goes opposite field. We are tied. A brand new game here at Chuck Chancey Park. Andy Perez's 32nd RBI of the season, and a big one indeed as Kelly comes in to score, and we are tied at three. Baylor up to second, first hit of the inning, a run as well, and the walk comes back to score as here's Jesus Bugarin, 0-for-3. So now Baylor, the runner at second, he is the game, or he's the go-ahead run, and could be the game winner possibly. Here's the pitch to Bugarin, and a ground ball goes off the shortstop. Baylor rounds third. He's coming in to score. Fresno, a 4-3 lead. The shortstop, Ramos, it goes off his leg into left field. Bugarin gives the Grizzlies the lead. This crowd is loud. 4-3 Fresno. Baylor comes in to score. Perez up to second. Bugarin reaches. And just like that, the Grizzlies regain control here in the eighth inning. And here's Skylar Messenger, a triple shy of the cycle. 3-for-3 with a home run. And the first pitch is inside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies again finding ways tonight. This is all with two outs, by the way. Here comes the 1-0 to Messenger. And that is foul. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies, 21 of their last 26, they have won. It is a base hit for Bugarin, an RBI as well for him. A 10-game hit streak. He is 19 RBI. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball to center field. Turner Hill is there, though, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies three outs away from a win. We'll come back right here. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN.
It's the Chuck Chancey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanceyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Giants 4-3. Carson Skipper will stay in the game on the mound as a right-hander starts to get loose down in the Grizzlies' pen. Parker Kelly remains in the game as the first baseman, as Turner Hill will lead things off the center fielder. So Andy Perez and Jesus Bugarin, back-to-back RBI singles. Perez, the high chopper over the drawn infielder at third base in Rosario. And then Bugarin smacked one towards the shortstop Ramos and went off Ramos's glove and leg. So now here's Turner Hill against Carson Skipper. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Skipper in a save opportunity right here. It'll be Hill, Suarez, Velasquez against the lefty Skipper. Here's the pitch. And it is outside. The count at 1-1 as the right-hander starts to get loose. So one ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off in the count at 1-2. Great crowd, a sold-out crowd here at Chansey Park, hoping for a Grizzlies win tonight. 4-3, a classic Grizzlies game. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge. He fields it to first in time. 6-3, one out. Hill now 0-4, and he'll bring up Alexander Suarez, who's done a little bit of everything tonight. 2-4, a triple and two runs scored, as the Grizzlies going to try to stop Alexander Suarez here. And there'll be Velasquez and then Higgins. Fireworks in the distance here in Fresno. Here's the pitch from Skipper, and it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Fresno has 8 hits tonight, 4 runs as well. 6 over their past 4 innings. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right field. It's going to go foul. And the count now at 0-2. 6 hits, 4 runs over the past 4 innings for Fresno. 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 8th. On the other side, San Jose is 10 hits and 3 runs. As the Grizzlies trying to win this one. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball to left field, way back there, and we are tied. Alexander Suarez, the home run. He's a double shy of the cycle. He scored 3 of the 4 runs tonight, and we are tied at 4. Carson Skipper allows the home run, and it's 4-4. That ball got out of there in a hurry. Blown save for Carson Skipper. There's some fireworks in the distance as well. So now one out. Here's Diego Velasquez, who's 1-for-3, a sac fly in the 5th inning. That is the 4th homer for Suarez. And now Velasquez, the Skipper, stays in the game. Suarez got all of that one. Amaral, the left fielder, watches that ball went out. Almost hitting a fan as well. Here's the pitch. And over the top, that's a called strike from the southpaw. The count at 0-1. To Diego Velasquez. Velasquez will turn 20 years old this year. 6'1", 150. High chopper. It's going to be a tough play. Messenger, the third baseman, will make it, though. And it goes 5-3. Two outs now, and here comes Matt Higgins, who is 3-for-4. An RBI single in the third. He also doubled back in the 7th inning. 4-4 here in the 9th. The Grizzlies will have to walk it off tonight in order to win this game. The Grizzlies will have Cody Huff, E.J. Andrews Jr., and then the top of the lineup in Daniel Amaral. Here's the pitch from Skipper. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Fresno has 5 walk-off wins this year. They'll have to make it 6 in order to win tonight. Here's the 0-1, and that is fouled off quickly, 0-2 from Skipper. These two teams, the top two teams in the California League Northern Division, continuing to battle it out. Here's the pitch. Outside, and the count now at 1-2 as Cody Huff trying to make the stop there. The Grizzlies made a trio of roster transactions on Monday. So Carson Skipper is the only lefty in the Grizzlies' pen. Felix Ramirez up to high A Spokane. So Skipper is going to work a lot more innings for Mark Brewer's pitching staff. As that's a fly ball center field, Bugarin is there, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But a home run from Alexander Suarez. We are tied at four. Time for the Grizzlies to walk it off. Come on back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN.
Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Time to make some noise, California. Bottom of the ninth. 4-4 Grizzlies Giants. Fresno will need to walk it off tonight for a win on the 4th of July. A sold out crowd here. Fireworks in the distance all over Clovis and Fresno. And the Grizzlies would love to have some fireworks of their own before tonight's fireworks presented by Chukchansky Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. The Grizzlies have won 21 of their past 26 games, 10-2 on the most recent road trip, game one of this six-game series against the Giants, 4-4, and Cody Huff will lead things off, 1-for-3, a single in the fifth inning. Glad you could join us. As Cody Huff will lead things off, and time right now is they're waiting for the clock to get down about 20 seconds. Inland Empire just walked it off on Rancho Cucamonga. They win in 10. The Grizzlies now looking for their own walk-off tonight. The other two games, 8-3 Modesto against Stockton, 7-2 Visalia leads Lake Elsinore. Here comes the pitch to Cody Huff, and it is low for a ball. The count at 1-0. Luis Moreno will stay in the contest for San Jose. The right-hander allowed two runs in his last inning of work. Here's the pitch, and Huff inside. The count now at 1-1. Actually, it's 2-0. So 2-0 to Cody Huff. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-1. A.J. Andrews Jr. on deck. Daniel Amaral after that. Great crowd on hand. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a called strike, and it's 2-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll have a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow for Game 2 of 6 here at Chukchansky Park. Six-game series right before the All-Star break. Fresno looking to stay hot here in the second half. They are 8-1 here in the second half. Here comes the 2-2 to Cody Huff. And it is outside, ball three. Good slider there for Moreno. The count now full 3-2. Moreno from Columbia. The right-hander wears number 40 on the back of his jersey. Here's the 3-2, and it's low, ball four. Cody Huff, a leadoff walk. And Fresno, the game-winning run now at first base. Third walk by Moreno. And a mound visit right here between Moreno, the third baseman Rosario, and the catcher Perez. And now here's E.J. Andrews Jr., 0-for-3. And wouldn't this be something? The former Fresno State Bulldog, can he walk it off here? That would be something here. E.J. Andrews Jr. has 8 home runs this season. Back for his second year with Fresno. Andrews Jr. was a member of USA Baseball NTIS Southern California, then was drafted by the Pirates out of high school at Long Beach Poly in Long Beach, California, went to Fresno State, And drafted by the Rockies, the ninth Fresno State Bulldog to don a Fresno Grizzlies uniform. The most recent, Justin Miller in 2019. As the first pitch is instead a check on the runner and Jake Snyder, who will pinch run for Cody Huff. So Jake Snyder now at first. It's Jake Snyder. As that pitch is low to Andrews Jr., the count at 1-0. So Jake Snyder will pinch hit for Cody Huff at first base. Or pinch run for Cody Huff at first base, excuse me. As that is high for a ball, and the count now at 2-0 to Andrews Jr. So runner at first and Jake Snyder, he leads the team in stolen bases. Here's the 2-0, and that is low for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Daniel Amaral on deck. Wouldn't that be something for Amaral? Joined the team in Modesto. He has not played a game here at Chancy Park. His first game, a sold-out crowd, and he could come up with an opportunity to win it. Here's a 3-0 to Andrews Jr., and that is a strike all the way. The count at three balls and a strike. Jake Snyder, the pinch runner for Cody Huff. So Grizzlies will have to make a defensive change in the next half inning if they get there. Count is 3-1. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. Snyder to second. Andrews Jr. draws the walk. Fourth walk from Moreno, and here comes pitching coach Dan Runsler. First and second, no outs, and it's Daniel Amaral. Isn't this fitting? Amaral 0-4. A hit would extend his hit streak to 10 games. He has had a hit in every game in a Grizzlies uniform. Amaral, his first home game with Fresno. Amaral, 26 years old, a former Pittsburgh Pirates farmhand. Signed as a free agent by the Rockies here in 2023, just joining Fresno after Robbie Martin was sent to High A Spokane. And now in front of a sold-out crowd can win it for Fresno. Snyder has outstanding speed at second. E.J. Andrews Jr. has outstanding speed at first. A ball in the gap wins it for sure. A ball to the outfield could be very interesting as well. The Grizzlies, no outs. They do have some runs to play with here, or some outs to play with, as Dion Jorge is on deck. Another guy playing his first Fresno home game. Here's the pitch, and Amaral looks to bunt, and he gets it down. They throw to second, and they get Andrews Jr. at second. Snyder to third. Amaral reaches on the fielder's choice on the bunt. Andrews Jr. is out. It goes 1-6 on the fielder's choice on the bunt attempt. So now first and third, one out, and here is Dion Jorge, 0-3, a walk. And this would be special for Jorge. His second game with Fresno, his first home game with the Grizzlies, just up from ACL Rockies, the Rockies number 16 overall prospect on MLB.com. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off. The count at 0-1 as Parker Kelly's on deck. Jorge trying to win it right here for Fresno. A sack fly would do it. The outfield playing in now for San Jose. It is a fielder's choice, by the way, for Amaral. There goes him at first. A ground ball to third. They're going to come home, and they get Snyder at the plate. Snyder went on contact, and he is thrown out at the dish. Amaral up to second. Jorge reaches on the fielder's choice. It goes 5-2 on the fielder's choice. So now two outs. Runners at first and second. And here's Parker Kelly, his first at bat tonight. Kelly had a home run last night, a two-run homer. This is his first at bat tonight. And the Grizzlies have some opportunities here. And hopefully won't come up empty here as the crowd starting to cheer Parker. Here comes the pitch from Moreno. And Kelly fouls it off to count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the ninth, 4-4 between San Jose and Fresno. Another close game. Amaral is the winning run at second. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a ball outside. The count at 1-1. Good job by Perez trying to get a strike right there. Trying to bring his glove back up. It's 1-1 now to Parker Kelly. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, ball two. Jamari Baylor on deck for Fresno if they get to him. Runners at first and second, two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the 2-1. Amaral takes for third, and it's fouled down the left field line. Kelly was right on it. And the count now at 2-2, 93 off the bat of Parker Kelly. The undrafted free agent from Texas Tech, Parker Kelly, trying to walk it off for the Grizzlies here in the ninth. Opportunity after opportunity for Fresno. Two runs at the bottom of the eighth. San Jose a run in the ninth. Here's the 2-2. And it swung on and missed, and Moreno out of the inning. We are headed to extras. Free baseball here at Chukchansey Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chukchansey Park. As the Grizzlies and the Giants tied at four as we head to extras. Free baseball here tonight at Chukchansey Park. The Grizzlies and the Giants. The Grizzlies now seventh extra innings games this year. They're 5-1, 3-0 here at home. As Sergio Sanchez will take over on the bump against O'Neal Perez. There's an automatic runner at second base. That is Matt Higgins, as the first pitch is a pitch clock violation on the pitcher. And the count at 1-0 to Sanchez against O'Neal Perez. The only loss Fresno has in extra innings came against these Giants at Excite Ballpark. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike, and the count at 1-1. Here in the top of the 10th, 4-4 between the Giants and the Grizzlies. Free baseball. Sanchez comes set. Here comes his 1-1 offering. And it swung on and missed. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. And the count at 1-2 is a slider. So one ball, two strikes. The Grizzlies, by the way, making a defensive change as well. Jesus Ordonez will now do the catching, batting eighth. Here comes the 1-2 from Sergio Sanchez to Perez. And that is swung on and missed, a slider outside. And they got him. Perez down on strikes for the first out. Only the fifth strikeout for Fresno pitching. And here comes Tanner Otremba. A home run in the second inning. 1-for-3 tonight. Make sure you put in your books that we're in the 10th inning now. That's Jesus Ordonez is behind the plate. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez now to Otremba. And a breaking ball inside. The count at 1-0. So Cody Huff out of the game after being pinch ran for. Here comes the 1-0 to Otremba from Sergio Sanchez. Here's the pitch. And that is high. And the check now at second. And that one was high as Perez jumps up to get that one. The count is now 2-0 to Otremba. Parker Kelly over at first base instead of Bryant Bettencourt. So the Grizzlies are out of catching as Bettencourt out of the game, Huff out of the game now. So now it's just down to Jesus Ordonez. The Grizzlies do get hit in the bottom half, though. As here comes the 2-0 from Sanchez, and that's a called strike. They count it 2-1. Good pitch right there from Sergio Sanchez. Sanchez, 6 feet, 180 pounds, 22 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 2-1. And that is swung on a miss. Good pitch down in the zone. 2-2. Good change up there. Julio Rodriguez in the pen for San Jose. Looks like he will have the ball in the bottom half. As Sanchez trying to get Tanner Otremba, Zach Morgan on deck. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Sergio Sanchez. And that is high and inside. The count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, runner at second, automatic runner. That's Matt Higgins. He recorded the last out in the last inning. As Sanchez comes set around the belt. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And a fly ball to right field. And that will be caught on the run by Andrews Jr. Heading back to second is Higgins. 2 outs now. And a long out again for Otremba. 2 away. And here comes Zach Morgan. Morgan a single and a walk tonight. He is 1 for 3 from Sergio Sanchez. Sergio Sanchez pitched last night in Stockton, a clean inning. 1-2-3, struck out a pair. 20th appearance all out of the bullpen. 0-1, a 2.97 ERA. Here's the pitch to Zach Morgan. And that is a called strike. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate at 89 miles per hour from Sanchez. Counted 0-1. Sanchez, 4 pitches, fastball, curveball, slider, and change. He's had a great season overall, especially after he came off the development list. Here's the 0-1, and that is just outside. The count at 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez trying to get a called strike on the outside part of the plate. 1 ball, 1 strike here in the top of the 10th inning. 4-4 San Jose Fresno. Here comes the 1-1. Inside ball 2 to Morgan. Just missing. 2 balls and a strike. Morgan at first base tonight. The other catcher, O'Neill Perez, struck out to open up this frame. Sanchez looks for a clean inning. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball to shallow center field. Racing in is Bugarin, and it's the second baseman instead. And Perez making the catch. We head to the bottom of the 10th. Can the Grizzlies walk it off this time? Come on back and find out. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball, 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good.
July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
prices.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the 10th inning, 4-4 between San Jose and Fresno. Jamari Baylor, who's 1-for-3, a double and a walk. He will stride to the plate. The runner at second is Parker Kelly. He is the winning run. Julio Rodriguez will take over on the bump for the Giants as he takes over for Luis Moreno, who worked two innings. Here comes the pitch to Jamari Baylor as the first baseman, and Morgan coming almost all the way in. Here's the pitch, and Baylor looking to bunt. It's inside, and it gets to the backstop. Seeing that, and heading to third goes Parker Kelly. And just like that, a runner at third, no one down. The Grizzlies are a base away from winning this game. The count 1-0 to Jamari Baylor. Fireworks before the fireworks, hopefully tonight at Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies looking for a walk-off win tonight. A sold-out crowd here at Chuck Chancey Park. Fresno looking for their sixth walk-off win of 2023. They haven't had one yet against the Giants. Here comes the 1-0-2 Baylor with the infield in. And that is swung on and missed. Good slider on the outside part of the plate. The count at 1-1 from Julio Rodriguez. Rodriguez, 6'3", 180 pounds. He's from Santa Cruz del Sur, Cuba. An international free agent signed in 2018. He turned 23 years old this year in his second season with the Giants. Here comes the 1-1 to Jamari Baylor. And that is inside. That actually looked like a good pitch. The count at 2-1. Might have been a little bit low as well. Rodriguez thought it was a strike. Has a couple words as he heads back to the mound. The count at 2-1 is Jamari Baylor trying to win it here for Fresno. Here's the pitch. And it is a violation that will score a run, and your Grizzlies walk it off. Rodriguez, the balk, it scores Kelly. A walk-off balk tonight. Fresno wins. The Grizzlies, 5-4, the sixth walk-off of 2023. Parker Kelly comes in to score. Fresno has won 22 of their past 27 games, 11-2 over their last 13. The Grizzlies win. We'll be back in the postgame right after this.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to the postgame show here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Your Fresno Grizzlies, a walk-off win tonight. 5-4 in 10 innings over the San Jose Giants. Your Grizzlies improved to 45-31, 9-1 here in the second half. They have now improved to 22-5 over their last 27 games. The Grizzlies win again. They have now won 12 of their last 14. They score 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 8 runners on. San Jose, they dropped to 43-33, 3-7 here in the second half. 4 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Time of the game, 2 hours and 36 minutes. We are still waiting for the final number for tonight's attendance as well. A sold-out crowd, but we are still trying to get those final stragglers into the line as well, as this is a great crowd, almost every seat filled tonight, as the Grizzlies win on a walk-off balk. the sixth walk-off for Fresno this year. We have seen two wild pitches score a couple runs. We've seen a walk-off, two walk-off homers. We've seen a walk-off single. The Grizzlies have had a little bit of everything. The Fresno Grizzlies are now 500 again on the 4th of July. They are 9-9. They win by one run, so they have now played half their games, 37 of 76. So actually, just over as well. They are now 23-14 in those one- or two-run games with an 11-4 record at home. The Grizzlies, they win tonight by a final score of 5-4. We have tonight's attendance, 11,076. 11,076 tonight. What a crowd as well. Unbelievable crowd here at Chukchansey Park, and they enjoyed a walk-off win tonight as we're getting ready for fireworks here at Chukchansey Park. As we, let's go through tonight's final lines as well. The Grizzlies, 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors. San Jose, 4 runs on 11 hits, no errors. The winning pitcher is Sergio Sanchez, 1-1. The losing pitcher is Rodriguez. He is 3-3. Time of the game, 2:36 in front of 11,076. So 2 hours and 36 minutes. Let's go through tonight's game. The Grizzlies trailed 2-0 after, or 3-0 after 5 innings of play. Tanner Otremba, a home run in the second inning. Matt Higgins, an RBI single in the third. Diego Velasquez, a sacrifice fly in the fifth. Fresno trailing 3-0, but Skyler Messenger, who ended up a triple shy of the cycle, a 2-run homer in the fifth, made it 3-2. And then Fresno in the bottom of the eighth, scoring 2 runs with 2 outs. Andy Perez, a chopper that got past the third baseman. The third baseman, and Rosario was playing in. The chopper went over Rosario. So Andy Perez, an RBI single. And then Jesus Bugarin, an RBI single as well, went off the shortstop. And Ramos into left field of Matt Higgins. It was 4-3 Fresno. But then Alexander Suarez, a home run, it tied in the top of the ninth inning. It was 4-4. And then in the bottom of the 10th, Jamari Baylor was batting. Parker Kelly scores on a balk. 5-4, the Grizzlies win tonight. Sergio Sanchez, the win. For Fresno, when it comes to their offense, they only had 8 hits tonight, and 3 of them came from Skyler Messenger. He was the only player with 3 hits, or the only multi-hit game, and the only multi-RBI game in Skyler Messenger, but it doesn't matter as the Grizzlies balk it off tonight. A couple doubles, Baylor, Messenger, and Betancourt as well. Amaral watches his hit streak end. Jesus Bugarin now at a 10-game hit streak. Another RBI for Bugarin. He now has 19 RBI in his hit streak. For the Grizzlies pitching, Caleb Franzen, 5 1/3. He allowed 3 runs on 8 hits, 2 walks, and 3 Ks. Davis Palermo, 1 2/3 of scoreless baseball. Carson Skipper allowed a homer, but 2 innings of work for him. Sergio Sanchez, another clean inning in the top of the 10th. For San Jose, Hayden Wynja was fantastic. 5 innings, a 2-run ball out, 4 hits, 1 walk. He struck out 5. Cameron Cotter, 2 scoreless innings. He struck out a trio of Grizzlies batters. Luis Moreno worked 2 innings, allowed 2 runs. And then Julio Rodriguez allowing an unearned run. He did not have an out to his line. So the Grizzlies win 5-4 tonight here on July 4th, and we will head to tomorrow for game 2 of this 6-game series. A great pitching matchup with 2 international youngsters. It'll be San Jose right-hander Manuel Mercedes, a 1-3 record, a 3.36 ERA. On the other side for Fresno, they go to the lefty Albert Pacheco, a 3-1 record, a 4.09 ERA. July 5th, game 2 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Fresno has now split their first 16 games against the Giants this year. Tomorrow, 6:50 p.m., our pregame show around 6:35 p.m. as well. Our pregame guest will be Gabriel Barbosa joining us. That will be a lot of fun. So the Grizzlies and the Giants continue their series tomorrow. But tonight on July 4th, the Fresno Grizzlies, they went on a walk-off balk. Here in the bottom of the 10th inning, Fresno, 5-4. They improve to 6-1 in extra innings, 4-0 at home. The Grizzlies continue to win. They have now won 22 of their past 27 contests. however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your July 4th, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
It's the Chuck Tansy Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Tansy Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckTansyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.